From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, suspected rebel rockets struck a hospital Tuesday in the contested northern city Aleppo, leaving at least 19 dead. 12 days of fighting have left about 280 civilians dead. The latest violence drew outrage from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
There is no justification for this horrific violence that targets civilians or medical facilities or first responders, no matter who it is.
Diplomats are trying to extend a ceasefire to the embattled city. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Moscow with the UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, indicating a truce might be in place within hours. Kerry also demanded the government of President Bashar al-Assad adhere to any truce and end its own assault on Aleppo.
If Assad does not adhere to this, there will clearly be repercussions, and one of them may be the total destruction of the ceasefire, and they go back to war. I don't think that Russia wants that. I don't think Assad is going to benefit from that. But there may be even other repercussions that are being discussed, but that is for the future to determine. Right now, we are working hard to try to get this in place in a way that protects the integrity of Aleppo.
The U.S. diplomat said if the Syrian leader thinks he has a political future, he's mistaken, and set a deadline for a political transition to August 1st. In Nairobi, a six-month-old infant was rescued alive from the rubble Tuesday of a building that collapsed last week. Rescuers hold little hope for finding more survivors. Dozens are still missing. Some 135 were rescued, but 23 are confirmed dead. The structure was condemned but had not been torn down. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy SEAL Special Forces member was killed by Islamic State fire Tuesday as he was advising Kurdish Peshmerga fighters in northern Iraq. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Everyone here at the White House, including the first family, extends our condolences to the family of the service member that was killed today in northern Iraq. This individual was the third U.S. service member killed in action since the beginning of Operation Inherent Resolve. This service member's death reminds us of the risks our brave men and women in uniform face every single day.
IS militants launched a multi-front offensive at dawn Tuesday, hitting various Kurdish frontline positions north and south of Mosul. Kurdish forces later claimed to have completely cleared two towns that came under IS attack, killing dozens of fighters. New York businessman Donald Trump is now virtually assured of the Republican Party's presidential nomination, having secured victory Tuesday in the Indiana state primary election. The decision of his chief rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, to end his campaign.
It's been some unbelievable day and evening and year, and never have been through anything like this, but it's a beautiful thing to watch and a beautiful thing to behold, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great.
Cruz told supporters he has no viable way forward to the nomination.
I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lost the Indiana primary election to her lone rival, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, but is still almost certain to be her party's presidential nominee, with a wide delegate lead, including a pool of so-called superdelegates not bound by primary election and caucus voting results. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the International Committee of the Red Cross said three of its employees, all Congolese, were abducted Tuesday by gunmen in the east. They reportedly worked as drivers for the Red Cross. They were kidnapped while driving from Goma to Kibirizi in the northern Kivu province. The region teams with local armed groups. The European Commission is to release details Wednesday of a plan to overhaul the EU asylum system as the continent grapples with a migrant refugee crisis. The new regulations are expected to get member states to absorb a total of 160,000 people who fled war and poverty, mostly from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia. An estimated 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in the European Union last year. The Olympic flame has arrived in Brazil's capital for a 90-day relay around the country before reaching the famous Maracana Stadium in Rio de Janeiro for the opening of the Games on August 5th. The flame arrived in Brasilia from Greece, where the Olympic Games originated. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.